Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the April 12th, 2011 meeting of the Board of Education, West Covina Unified School District. This evening's meeting is open at 6 o'clock. Called this meeting to order at 6 o'clock. Before we go into closed session, is there anybody that would like to make a public comment on any of the items before us in closed session? There don't appear to be any. We will now adjourn to closed session to discuss the expulsion of a student, public employee discipline, transmittal, release, transfer, and appointment, conference with labor negotiators, and the conference with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We've returned. Well, first of all, welcome to all of you to the meeting of the Board of Education, West Covina Unified School District. We have returned from our closed session meeting. It's now 7:27 or 7:23, and we will commence with our regular session. We'll start this evening's meeting with an invocation, and is there anybody in the audience who would like to give the invocation? If not, will you join me, please? As we gather here today as members of the West Covina Unified School District, we pray that we are ever mindful of the opportunities to render our service to fellow citizens in our community, keeping in mind always the enduring values of life, exerting our efforts in those areas and on those things upon which the future generations can build with confidence. Let us continue to strive to make a better world. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Hoffman?
Here.
Here.
Ms. Polis? Here.
Mr. Spence?
Here.
Ms. Matilla? Here. Ms. Gates?
Here.
Thank you. All right, we have one of those special evenings tonight where we get to make some recognitions of some very well-deserved accomplishments in our school district. And tonight, what?
Are you going to report out?
Yeah, I guess I'll do that first, huh? Sorry. But before we do that, let's not lose our seats here. We do have an item to report out of closed session. The following action was taken in closed session on April 12, 2011. It was moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Steve Cox, and approved to expel the following pupil from the district, student number 178895, education code 489-00A2, willfully used force and violence upon another person, and the vote was 3-2 with Mr. Spence and Mrs. Miranda Jimenez as voting no. The pupil is expelled and will not be eligible to reapply for readmission until the date is set in his rehabilitation plans. All right. Now we can move forward. Do you want to do that then? Go ahead.
Okay, good evening. We're continuing our Performance Excellence Awards tonight with our schools and our teachers and our students and our principals continuing to do very well, not just at the state level, at the national level. We are very, very fortunate. Today we had news that Holland Crest will be a distinguished school this year. So we're very, very proud of them and their hard work. Also, You know, each year we look at our Title I achieving schools, and there hasn't been a single year, I don't think, that I've been here that we haven't had schools and school principals who have been recognized and schools that have been recognized. So tonight we have two outstanding schools for Title I achieving schools 2010, and it's Merced Elementary and Orangewood Elementary.
To recognition is Merced Elementary School. This is 2010 Title I Achieving School to Board of Education recognizes Merced Elementary School. Congratulations, congratulations to all you staff.
Mrs. Donaldson.
Congratulations. Good job. Schools. Good job. Again, Board of Education recognizes Orangewood Elementary School as a 2010 Title I Achieving School, April 12, 2011.
Great job. In addition to that, we have California Business for Educational Excellence Honor Roll Schools, and we have two, one that we knew about ahead of time, so we'd like to first bring forward again Mary Donaldson, Orangewood Elementary.
That's all right. I enjoy it. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And Dr. Patton, if you'll come forward for San Jose Edison Academy.
And again, the same recognition to San Jose Edison Academy for California Business for Education Excellence Honor Roll School 2010.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Make sure I haven't skipped anything. All right. Next item on the agenda is items from the floor, public comment. First person to request to speak is... It's one of those evenings, sorry. Hearing session, board president's report, I have nothing. Board of Education report, did you have anything?
The open houses were wonderful, and I really want to say thank you for Coronado's PTA, because many of the parents that are in the PTA don't have students there, mm-hmm. and that it was an extra special open house, and that they were raising money for their first prom ever. Mm-hmm. So it was just super touching to know that... The communities come together like that for these students. So thank you so much.
I would echo that. I was very pleased to support the first prom, as well as I wanted to. Coronado, my hat's off to the students. Their garden is wonderful. Dr. Fonseca gave me a tour. I was so impressed. The students were enthusiastic to share the work that they were doing on it. So I am very, very pleased with that. The high school did a tremendous job with their back-to-school night as well. It was so family-friendly and inviting, so I appreciate that. I also went to NSBA this weekend, and that also was energizing, invigorating, and hopefully some of the things I learned we can apply here at the district. So those were my updates.
Sure. Mr. Spence? No? Student representative report?
All right, so now at West Covina High, it's testing season. STAR testing is April 27th to the 28th, and that day is English, social science, and science. And then math is going to be May 16th to the 18th in the math classes. So right now they're reviewing the previous scores and setting goals for this year. Also after that is AP exams, May 2nd to the 13th. There's a lot of study sessions going on over the weekend and during spring break. Those are all teacher-led, and over 1,000 tests will be taken, and so hopefully... we hope to get recognized by College Board again next year. And then for activities, senior Robbie Kondo, he won the Award of Excellence at the state PTSA competition. And so now he's going to represent California at the national level. And at USA Nationals for Dance Show and All Male, First place was Dance Drill Small Pom, Small All Male, and Hip Hop Got Sweepstakes. Second place was Small Military, JV Large Military. Third, Co-Ed Dance, Large All Male. Fourth, Varsity Large Military. And also Robotics, they went to the Los Angeles competition and they placed first there. This past weekend, we had our leadership symposium, and that was for eighth graders. And we had a good outcome. It was 50 eighth graders that came. And, like, the one that I went to was only, like, 8 to 10 people. So, like, now it's just, like, really great to see it improve. Right. But we basically just introduced them to, like, how to get involved as soon as they start their freshman year. And then a couple weeks ago, a few ASB kids went to the Castle State Conference, and then there we got this award for our activities. 2 months ago, we turned in a portfolio that kind of explained, like, our rallies and kind of what we do for our school, and then out of probably, like, 80 schools, 20 of them were recognized, and we were one of them. Good. And then also this Friday is the Leo's Fashion Show, and if any of you would like to come, please do. It's a great event, and that's all I have.
Thank you very much. All right, we will go to now to item number 8, the items from the floor, public comment. We will try to limit the speakers to 5 minutes if necessary. I don't quite see that being necessary this evening, and try to limit to 20 minutes to any one particular subject. And again, I doubt if that will be necessary. So we will go with the first speaker to request to speak, Mr. Lloyd Johnson.
Good evening, board members. My name is Lloyd Johnson. Tonight I'm here to speak on two situations that have happened with the school board that are very disturbing. A few meetings back, I asked how much bond money was spent on Willowwood School. Mike Spence told me at that meeting no bond money was spent on Willowwood. In fact, from what I was told, more than $3 million was spent on Willowwood. Why he lied to me about it, I don't have a clue. I would like to have an answer why he felt he had to lie to me. What really bothers me is board member Spence wanted our superintendent to lie about it and tell me there wasn't any money spent on Willowwood, when in fact there was bond money spent on Willowwood. And since she wouldn't lie about it, her job might be at stake. She is doing a great job for her district. And if this board lets her go, this will be an election issue. Next, I wrote a letter to the newspaper. They haven't printed it yet, so I'm going to read what I wrote. This letter is directed at Steve Cox. But I'm still upset with three other board members for not objecting to the way this incident occurred. I hope he's man enough not to pass the blame onto staff for his wrongdoing. The letter reads, Steve Cox, president of West Covina School Board, showed just how much disrespect he has for our flag at the special school board meeting on 3/28/2011 at the district office. In all the years I have been going to official meetings, we have always started the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Steve Cox decided because it wasn't on the agenda, it wasn't important enough to do, even after Glenn Kennedy said something. You can tell that Steve Cox never put on a uniform and fought for our great country. If he would have, then he would know just what our flag means. Someone must have never taught him just how important honoring our flag is. As a disabled Vietnam veteran who did fight for our country, I was very insulted by his arrogance. If this is the kind of leadership he shows, then it is time to replace him with someone who shows the children of the West Covina School District that one of our greatest symbols in the United States of America is our flag, and it should be respected at all times. Now, Mr. Cox, if you want to apologize for your behavior towards our flags, your apology will be accepted. If you don't, it won't be forgotten.
John Shoemaker.
Just wanted to make a couple comments. At the special board meeting for the budget, Mr. Cox asked staff to get some information on whether all our schools were making a profit, because there's those in the community that are saying things about Edison. And I sat there and said, this is a guy who's a CPA, has a business that advises people how to invest, does taxes and everything else, and he's asking, after how many years you've been on the board since 94, do our schools make money? Well, you know, if you stop and look at it, we've been running a surplus in about 4 years, four out of the last 6 years. So, yeah, they would be. But, you know, if Vine in the last 4 or 5 years had made $6-7 million, it stayed in the school district. If Monta Vista made $6-8 million, it stayed in the school district. Edison makes the $5-8 million. It leaves the school district. It goes to Lexington Avenue in New York City. So if we had that money, we'd probably not be looking as what's the remark, slash and burn or draconian cuts. You know, and you'd think somebody who's a CPA and an investment advisor would have better ideas than slash and burn and draconian cuts. You know, it's just amazing. And I just wanted to follow up also on the comment, you know, about, you know, not saying the pledge. I mean, I can wholeheartedly agree that mistakes are made. They happen all the time. But when somebody from the audience asks about it, and when a board member asks about it, and the response is it's not on the agenda, I just find that absolutely appalling. Just appalling that type of comment would be made. It was insulting to every veteran that was sitting here. It was insulting to their families. It was insulting to our country. Thank you.
Mr. Enriquez. He was here. I saw him. Oh, thank you very much. Stephanie Broviak.
Okay. I wish I had something original to say. The school board is voted in place to look out for all, you know, everything that pertains to all of our schools. Lately, it seemed as though the school board tends to feel that there is only one school in this district. 80% of our meetings are donated to one school, to San Jose Edison. And this diminishes the importance of all of our other schools. It puts us all on the back burner. If we come to hear something regarding one of our schools, we have to stay till 9, 10, 12:05, you know, whatever time, and a lot of us can't do that. So we are not privy to that information. I think that, you know, also it's kind of disheartening to know that two of the board members, I have yet to see Mr. Cox or Mr. Spence at any of the back-to-school nights or open houses. I'm sure that, you know, you're at San Jose's, but you haven't been at any of ours, and it's a little disheartening. Also, regarding this special meeting tonight, I'm wondering why the principals were not notified. They should have been given the right, you know, you should have respected them enough to give them notification that there was a special meeting about this topic so they could be here to show support. And if the communication was an issue, perhaps Mr. Spence could have sent it via text message. You know, they would have gotten it. But I think that they had a right to know.
I can do it right now if you want. Right now.
Thank you very much. Jerry Simmons.
Good evening, President Cox and members of the board. Just wanted to update you on two quick things under public comment, and I promise I won't take close to the 5 minutes. With regard to the facilities use agreement that's been under discussions, we did have a very productive conversation with your legal counsel, Trevin Sims, earlier today, and hope that we will be able to reach agreement on language to finalize that perhaps as soon as tomorrow. So really appreciate the productive work that he has done on that. Secondly, with regard to the proposed revision to the charter petition, we wanted to let you know as a courtesy that we intend to submit that proposed revision no later than Monday of next week. And we wanted to publicly offer to talk with district staff and your legal counsel either before the petition is submitted or after it's submitted to go over the changes that we're proposing to the petition, since we are suggesting some rather significant changes. And we thought that that might be helpful because the statute requires a public hearing to be held within 30 days of submittal and a final decision by the board no later than 60 days after submittal. And so if it's of interest to staff or your council, we want to make ourselves available for that purpose. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have three other requests to speak, and they are basically towards the special meeting later on this afternoon, later on this evening. Would any of you want to speak now? You can. We shouldn't be too long. If the meeting does get long, we'll give you another chance to speak at that time. All right. Pass those down for me.
Mr. Cox, I have something I want to say.
Mr. Spence.
I'm trying to find exactly what day it was. Was it Monday the 28th when I came in here?
I can't remember, but I think
I think it was Monday the 28th, because I think we had the special board meeting that night. Mr. Johnson, I came in here on the 28th because I had requested copies of minutes, because I was really confused when staff gave you the 8-point-whatever-million number of bond money that was spent on Willowwood. And the reason that was confusing, well, the number that he said to me was 8-something, was confusing was because, one, as I recall, we hadn't spent any bond money, and then two, when I went online and started looking to see if I could find the application, I found the application we gave to the state of California, and we received over $4 million in matching funds from Prop 49 money. This was in the year 2000, right? So like 11 years ago, the application that we had sent in for Willowwood. And so I figure, okay, well, we got that 4-point-something matching, so the other four. And I went back in the minutes, and I found the vote to open up the Willowwood complex. That was a 4-to-1 vote by this board. Cox was on it. You were on it. Mr. Sabatino was on it, and Mr. Fuller was on it. And it was a 4-1 vote to open that school and to approve all that. I voted against that, the entire plan. Then there was a vote to qualify for QZAB funding. That was about 4 or 5 months later, and QZAB funding was a federal bond financing program, and we were putting up as capital, not bond money, but $4 million that we had in the Tonopah Reserve. And we did not get that QZAB funding. And then after that, there's a lot of different approvals for different projects, and I will tell you I was wrong. We did spend some bond money on that. I think I haven't got the full accounting, and I don't want to take up too much staff time, you know, making them do it like right now. But there's two accounts I'm trying to figure out, how much we did out of that out of the 21, but then there's the 40, that $4 million that we did have in reserve. That's what I thought we had used, so I want to know what we spent that on. So I'm trying to sort that out, because I was really confused when they gave you that number, because my recollection of what happened 11 years ago was different than what they gave you. And I know staff probably doesn't hear it enough, but I was wrong about that. But I don't know if that number is going to go up to the $4 million number or not that we...
Mr. Seaman has the information.
Does he have it all now? You have
yes.
It all? Do you have the do you have the code 40? Do you have the 40 fund too? The 40 fund, the Tonopah money, what that was spent on? Yeah, because that's the thing that really confused me, because when we applied for the bond funding, we used our Fund 40, which was the Tonopah Special Reserve, and so that's why I didn't think we had used voter-approved bond money for that. But I was wrong. When that didn't come through, I guess we did use that for some of the projects, so I was wrong about that. But I voted against the project at the beginning, but I know that doesn't matter to anybody. But it was there was one other thing on that. So you have the... You have the one on the 21, on Fund 21?
Well, there was 4.295, almost $4.3 million that came in state matching. And then the rest of the money is shown out of the account for the bond money.
21?
21 for the remainder, which would be roughly $4.4 million.
And then what did we spend 40 on? That was 11 years ago. But
well, I don't know if you can find it here, but Fund 40 was only... 33, Fund 40 was roughly $3.3 million of the amount. The total project was over $12 million. Fund 40 paid for $3.3 million.
Oh, so, okay.
And
okay.
Matching was $4.3 million and bond money was $4.5 million.
So most of Prop 40 was spent there too. Okay. And at the time, that was to be the Science Academy and also a school that, and other schools did go there while their schools were being remodeled. I think that was the plan. So that's your answer. And I was wrong. I wish I would have gotten the QZAB money, then I would have been right. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
next item on the agenda is the business session. The approval of the agenda and consent items. Is there anybody that wants to add anything to consent or deduct? Can I have a motion, please?
Oh, I want to take off 9 and 13.
9?
And 13.
Anybody else? Is there a motion, please? Is there a second? Been moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Kami Polis, to approve the agenda and consent items with the removal of items number 9 and 13. Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, the motion is so ordered. Next item on the agenda is an information report regarding the facilities at Willowood. Do we really need to talk about that, or did he cover
just
pretty much everything?
We're ready. That building is finished.
Okay.
So we will be discussing, you know, how to go about starting to use that. And hopefully, what I hear from Mr. Sims and Mr. Simmons is that we will have the facility use agreement for ratification at the next board meeting.
All right. Thank you very much. Next item, Mr. Spence, you asked to have item 9 removed.
Yes, I did. If we pull out the draft course approval for the health class, course 1 PE 160, it was in our packets last time. That was in this packet, too. Was it in this packet? On that back page where I thought we were going to change, it includes the words board policy pursuant to WC. If I'm looking at the middle page under requires, that parents be notified in writing prior to instruction pursuant to the West Community Board policy, and then it has the instructional materials. And the third bullet says parents and guardians must be given the opportunity to exclude their children from this education. I changed that to reflect what our board policy is, which it says parents and guardians, or I guess it'd probably say or guardians, parents and guardians must give consent to include their child for this education. And because I think that accurately reflects what our policy is. It's not just an exclusion policy, it's actually an inclusion policy.
Mike, is there a page at the bottom of...
It's the last one.
Last page.
I would like it to say, if the board concurs, parents and guardians must give consent to include their child for this education. Because that's what our policy is. It's inclusion, it's not exclusion. And so if that's what it is, I'll move it
okay,
as amended if that's what it is. And I'll give this to
that's fine.
Monica.
Mm-hmm.
You need Monica?
Yeah.
I'll second.
Just pass it.
As amended.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the motion. Mike did?
Yeah, I moved to approve it with that change.
Do
you
need it?
Either way.
All right, it's been moved by Mike Spence, seconded by Jessica Shoemaker, to adopt the course outlines as presented and as with the recommended changes. Any objections? Motion is so ordered. Mr. Spence, on item number 13, purchase orders.
Yeah, 13. I haven't gotten the contract yet on page D. For DC Architects, so I'd like to pull out 110341A on page D and 1103394, and I'll move approval without those two items.
Wait, Mike, just clarify what are you?
I want a copy of the contract.
Did we give him a copy of the contract?
You gave me the copy of all the stuff from the state architect, but not their.
Okay,
their.
So the actual contract that
yeah,
they.
The contract, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that request either, but okay.
I can go back and play it for you and email it to you.
We'll get it.
Okay.
And you're pulling both?
Yeah.
Okay. Because only one has to do with the Willowood Fire.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Just
They are 1103418 and 11-03394. And I'll move approval of all of them except those two.
Is there a second?
A second.
It's been moved by Mike Spence and seconded by Jesse Shoemaker to approve or ratify the purchase orders as presented, excluding numbers to DC Architects for items, purchase orders number 110-3394, 110-3418. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
You're going to oppose the one that's not including?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, aye.
So that's all
aye
fine.
On that, yeah.
All right, is there a motion?
I'll move approval of purchase orders 11-03418 and 11-03394.
I'll second that.
It's by moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Kemi Polis to approve the two purchase orders as mentioned. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion passes 3-2. With Spence and Miranda Jimenez voting no. Next item on the agenda is item number 17, contract with American Express Corporate Services.
Yes, I'd like Mrs. Baston just to give you a brief explanation, please.
This agreement with American Express is kind of a unique situation that they've gone out and rolled out to various educational institutions, and many have accepted this about 6 months or so ago. What it does actually, it's a way of paying the bills. It still follows all the standard accounting controls that are in place, so it gives us a greater time to pay. It helps us with our cash flow. It also gives you a rebate like we currently get with Office Depot for making purchases with them. And what we do is pay those vendors that have already signed up with American Express to accept their card as payment for their invoice that we have inside and would be after the board approval to make payment with the card. Then when we process their invoice through the county for payment, the check comes back with that vendor's name on it in care of American Express. So all the same controls are in place, and then that's sent to American Express. Based on the number of vendors and the volume that goes through, we get a rebate that grows from about 1% up. Again, when they first rolled it out, Kaiser was part of the group that you could pay for, and that's a very large purchase for us. But Kaiser now is not accepting any new vendors to be used for payment with the American Express card. What we wanted to do is start this out with a very limited number of vendors. We took our top vendors here that we're using dollars with that are already signed up with American Express. And would go through the process and see how this works, making sure, again, to guarantee all the financial controls are in place, see what make sure that we get our rebate, and then see if it's worth moving forward or not. It's a couple pluses for the district. With these limited vendors here, we'd get about $9,000 in rebate, which would be revenue, again, without losing any controls and adding a little more cash flow to our biggest payments that we make.
Questions, Kim?
What will it cost the vendors? And is there a chance, if they're going to have to spend more, that they're going to start charging more?
Okay. I don't know exactly what American Express charges their vendors. That's something that's not included in our package. American Express, typically, if you accept their card as a merchant, costs a little bit more than MasterCard or Visa. But they're signing up because they know then it's also channeling business to them. So there's some reason those vendors are signing up. They see that it's a value to them. It's totally optional, and it isn't open with every vendor that does American Express. It's specifically for this purchase for making payments through the card.
When will we be evaluating the program? Because right now we have a partial list of vendors that we're going to try and make sure that all of the controls remain in place. So when will we be looking at possibly adding more vendors or maybe discontinuing the program if it's not working?
First, we want to start with this limited number of vendors, again, too, to make sure the process, everything's in place here. As soon as, if the board was to approve it, I can call our American Express representative and start right away. And we can report back at every board meeting where we're going, how much we've paid, and then come back and ask for more approval to add other vendors. We want to make sure that this is under control and that you don't see that they were just using the card to purchase anything. It's not like the Cal card. You can't go out and just buy something with it. You would sign up, and there's a lot of controls. we tell the representative these are the only vendors that we can use to make payments with, and continue those excessive controls. We want the highest level controls in place. So I can report back at every board meeting and also give you a cumulative where we are to the rebate.
I don't know that we need every board meeting, but I would like to know how many of our vendors will actually be possible to add going forward, okay, assuming that the program works like mm-hmm. it should. That can just be information given in a board packet. Otherwise, I think I'll leave it up to the superintendent's discretion when we revisit this.
Do we have to sign a contract with them for a year?
It isn't for a specific amount of time. We do sign a contract with them, and we can stop and, you know, just giving the 30 days notice. Again, we don't even have to use it. It's our card, and we can decide what we want. They don't control anything.
Yeah. My concern is, you know, we have like six vendors here. If it's a program that works and mm-hmm. six vendors brings in almost $10,000, we making sure that we stay on top of adding additional vendors that we can add.
Yeah, we can do that, and also American Express offered to go out and contact our large dollar vendors to see if they wanted to participate in the program. And we are keeping our eye out to see if Kaiser would start again, because that would be a huge purchase, a big vendor for us. This is also another way, I think some of our discussion at the last meeting was about food services. The P&R vendors for the food services, so you know they can make that payment, then we could come back with that rebate, and I believe and use that as a general fund, because we're not taking any monies from them. So it's a way to maximize what we're purchasing.
Thank you.
What's the penalty? You know, if we have a cash flow problem, like I was semi-joking at the last meeting about, you know, I have relatives that have cash flow problems that apply for credit cards all the time, and it doesn't seem to work out for them. You know, what's the penalty, if we have a cash flow problem and then we can't make the American Express payment?
Well, we would know that up front, so we wouldn't use American Express to pay this. We would actually not be paying that vendor. We'd have to have a bigger delay than that would be normally allowed in American Express to pay them, because we'd be paying American Express with the same funds that we normally pay the vendor. There's no increased cost to us. So if we had
But this is a cash flow thing, right?
It helps us with our cash flow. So if we wouldn't have the money to pay the vendor, we wouldn't be paying that vendor with American Express either. We would not be able to make the payment to the vendor. There'd be a longer delay than what would be normally allowed with the card for payment. So normally what would happen, we would pay the vendor by using the American Express card. And then in 45 days, we'd be paying American Express.
With money we already had?
With the money that we normally would have paid the vendor. So if we know that 30 days in advance, we don't have the money to pay the vendor in the first place, we wouldn't be processing through the county. We wouldn't be using the American Express either. That's another reason to limit the number of vendors you have. The plus side by adding them is getting a bigger rebate. The other side is always making sure that you have the money to pay American Express as well.
That's my question. Anything else? All
right, is there a motion on this item, please? Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved by Aline Miranda Jimenez and seconded by Jessica Shoemaker to approve the contract of American Express Corporate Services for purchases from select vendors. Any objections?
Yeah, I object. I'm a no.
Then the motion passes 4-1 with Mr. Spence voting no. Any other items for board discussion? No. Dates to remember, we have an open house at Walnut Grove on April 13th. Spring break is April 18th to the 22nd. And May 10th is our next regular scheduled meeting of the Board of Education. There being no further business to come to the board, the regular meeting of April 12th is adjourned at 8 o'clock. And this evening we also have scheduled a special meeting, and I will reconvene that meeting at 10 minutes after 8. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, that's right. We're going to close session.
Well,
there's some public comments, right?
Yeah. a signature today.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to reconvene the meeting. All right, we are back in session. Board of Education, West Covina Unified School District. This is a special meeting of April 12th, 2011. This meeting is called to order at 8:10. We'll start the meeting with items and comments from the floor before we go to closed session. First request to speak is John Shoemaker. Yeah, we should. Go ahead.
Just wanted to...
Dad, would you mind waiting one moment for Ms. Polis to
come
back
sorry.
In?
Yeah, no problem.
Where is she?
I didn't realize she wasn't sitting.
Where is she?
Oh, is the meeting going?
I don't have control of this meeting. Do you want to speak or not?
Should.
Yeah, right.
You did say we should.
Do you want to speak or not?
So
the meeting
we
is
should?
In. Go ahead.
I see that I get treated with the same respect as the flag of our country does by Mr. Cox. Just wanted to say a couple things about one of the subjects on the meeting tonight is the superintendent. I've been associated with the school district for quite a few years, and I want to say that she's probably she is the best superintendent that we have had. When you look at her background and see all the different things that she could do, and the thing that has probably impressed me the most was the opportunities that she has to do other things. But her caring for this district is so strong, and the sense of wanting to accomplish things, you know, even in the face of adversity by some people, that, you know, it's just amazing, you know. So if for some reason, I guess you could look at the bright side, if, you know, people on this board were stupid enough to do something that would cause you to leave, you know, the bright side is that you can now, you know, take a trip to Hawaii, lay on the beach with your husband.
Thank you. Is there an action item tonight? I'm
really confused. Stephanie Broviak.
Okay, I don't get what's going on.
Hey, hi. I just wanted to say that I've gotten, you know, I've had occasion to deal, you know, through the superintendent, you know, via emails, whatever, and she's always been very helpful, very informative. She's quick to go to bat for our kids. She truly has their best interest at heart in the decisions that she makes, in the programs she, you know, helps facilitate. I think it would be a huge loss if, you know, she were to not be here. I really think it would be felt district-wide. And, you know, I guess all I have to say, because I'm kind of stumped. But I really do appreciate all that she is doing, and I hope that, you know, everything she's done is taken into consideration.
Thank you. Arlene Zamora.
I just wanted to thank you for everything that you have done. You know, I know that you, all the decisions that you made have not made every member of this community happy, but nonetheless, you face them, and you've always been a true asset to all of us, and I just wanted to make sure to thank you.
Maria Chavira.
Good evening. I really wish that I could have comments of praise for our superintendent like most of you do, but I unfortunately don't. In order to be brief, I will only cite one example of an interaction I have had with our superintendent. It was the day of our Blue Ribbon celebration. The kids, staff, and parents had worked tirelessly for days to prepare for that day. We were and continue to be proud of that accomplishment, being that our school earned it 12 years, with our school only being around for 12 years. As the guests began to arrive, we were all making sure that everyone had a program, bottled water. Then someone pointed out to me that the superintendent appeared to be missing a program. I quickly went over to her and offered her a program, and I wanted to make sure she had water. When I extended my hand to offer you a program, you responded by telling me that you had one. Your exact words were, "I have one. I'm sitting on it." I was shocked at your lack of respect and was deeply disappointed by your reply. At that point, Mr. Frutos was sitting next to you, and he began to thank me profusely, and he was noticeably embarrassed, as was I. I didn't know what to respond to you. It was very disappointing. I've also sat here. I've pretty much come to every single board meeting, and I listen to you, and I observe you, and I walk away after every meeting, except for the one where you weren't present a couple of weeks ago, and have often wondered how you get away with being so disrespectful and unprofessional. Sitting from here, I can see many of your reactions, just your body language and your faces. When some board members are speaking, you'll roll your eyes or appear to be uninterested in what they are saying. Sometimes you've even laughed and snickered. There have been instances where you could have provided guidance to the board. Instead, I've watched you behave in an uncooperative and unsupportive manner. You act as if you're not accountable to the board. I often wonder when your role changed. As far as I know, you serve at the pleasure of the board, of this district also, of the kids, the parents. A couple of weeks ago, I asked you for an apology on behalf of our kids and the parents of our school. I'm still waiting for at least a phone call or something. You did address me from the dais. You told me, I also invited you to come to Edison, and you addressed me from the dais, and you said that Mr. Seaman would be the one that would go. I thank him. I was disappointed that he wasn't there on the first day where our kids were finally able to eat there, because they were allowed actually in that area, and it was the best day. They were so happy and thankful. I mean, they ran out of their classrooms. It was a sight to see. It is my hope that during your evaluation, because as far as I read, there was nothing about you, anything. All I read on there was an evaluation. People must be privy to something else. That this board addresses your lack of professionalism and your lack of respect. In closing, I have a comment for the unanonymous blogger. Focus your energy on the 8 schools in this district that did not reach their API scores or squeaked by receiving safe harbor. I wholeheartedly agree with the parent who said that every school in this district deserves the oversight that San Jose Edison does. We don't want to be here every meeting listening to hours and hours of maybe misinformation or adversarial comments. I really believe that every school should receive it. So maybe the unanonymous blogger should use his energy to make sure that this district does do that. Thank you.
Does anybody else wish to address the board at this time?
Good evening. I'm here
please
and
recognize yourself. Or,
oh, I'm
introduce
sorry, Cynthia
yourself,
Escobar.
Please. Sorry.
I'm a part of PTA and was a school board, a school parent. Now I'm outside the school district, but I'm still here as a local. But anyways, what I want to say is I've sat here and I've listened to our district and the issues about who gets what and who doesn't get it. I have not been attending the meetings like I was previously to my husband's passing, but to me it seems like the same thing goes on and on and on, that one school gets more attention than the other, and it's the board is always siding with one another as to how things are done in this district. And if I'm keeping you awake, putting you to sleep, Mr. Spence. Oh, okay. Talk about respect. Okay, well, look a little bit more, you know, enthusiastic about what you're doing.
Address
okay.
I don't know what
Excuse me. This is a public forum.
I understand.
Okay, so I just want to say that on behalf of Lillian Castillo's, she has been more, I compare her, and I this is good, Dr. Gladovic. She's very fair, has an open door, and what she says she does, she commits to it. We would have liked to see her a little bit more with the PTA, but I know that she sent representatives. And for that, I thank you. But I really don't like the idea of this district fighting with the charter school. We are supposed to be here for all the kids in this district, not just San Jose Edison or the other 14 schools in our district. So you guys need to get it together and start paying attention to all the schools, all the students, not just the ones that your kids go to. I'm a Bishop of Mount parent and a Mount Sac parent, but damn it, I'm at these meetings too, and I'm part of your school. And I really don't appreciate having to hear all this crap, excuse the expression, going on in our district. It has hardened me. So you guys need to get it together or get out. Election's coming up. And we know that sometimes you guys have pull with the election. But you know what? If I have everything in my mind, I'm going to get you guys out that don't want to be on this board anymore, that are not going to participate as school board members and administrators of this district. Enough is enough. So get it together.
Is there somebody else over here that wanted to speak?
My friend Elena Sanchez wanted to be here tonight. My name is Audrey Travis. I'm a grandmother of the school district. She wanted to be here tonight, and she wasn't able to, and I was wondering if I could read her brief letter.
Certainly.
Dear board members, I'm Maria Elena Sanchez. I'm writing to you in regards to Lillian Castillo, the superintendent of the West Covina Unified School District. I would like you to know that I have a support group for Spanish-speaking parents who have children with disabilities in the city of West Covina. In my everyday talking with the parents, I discovered the benefits of having a superintendent who not only speaks Spanish, but also understands the culture. She is sensitive to the needs of others and accessible to the parents. I believe that there are qualities that are difficult to find in a person who is in a position of leadership. I have personally seen her speaking with parents during the open houses and many other affairs that the school board has been involved with. In my opinion, Lillian Castillo is a valuable asset to our district and to our city. Her accessibility makes parents trust our schools. As a consequence, we have a better school system. And please feel free to call me if you have any questions, and I have her letter here that perhaps I could even give it to you.
We got it.
Oh, all right, good. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, school board. You know, I've been around the school district a long time. I've seen quite a few school board superintendents. I remember when Mike first came in, we're talking like 20-some years ago, with Willow, I mean, when Edgewood was being changed over. I mean, him and I actually fought on the same side. But you know what? And I've seen a few superintendents. You guys have to ask yourself, what do we want? Do we want a yes sir, no sir, somebody just going to everything that you bring up don't agree with you? Or do you want somebody to run this district and put us in the situation that we are now? It's been a lot of years before we were in the black where we can actually say that our district is doing good. And you don't only do that because of the superintendent you have. Yes, she may not agree with a lot of us out there, but she has a principle she stands on. So she may be a little bit outspoken, but I'm telling you what, I would rather have someone outspoken and have somebody that would sit back and agree with everything that you board members say. Because you know what? You're not always right. You guys are her boss. She's administrator. But you know what? If I was sitting up there, right there, I'd be looking for guidance from her. Because you know what? That's what she was hired for. That's what she went to college for. And that's why she has the education she has, to run. She could probably be running a big company somewhere, but she chooses to be in the West Covina Unified School District. So I hope you board members would stop and think about that. You may not always agree with her, but as long as she's doing her job that is best for our children, that should be your main concern, is she's doing what she should be doing for our children. Thank you.
Good evening, Board. I'm Betty Taylor. I'm a parent at West Covina High School, many years in the school district. My children went through Vine and Holland Crest and now West Covina High School. And I wanted to take this moment to thank Mrs. Castillo. In the 11, 12 years that I've been in this district, I've seen a lot of changes, some with Dr. Vladovic, but a lot more with Mrs. Castillo, positive changes. I have many friends that have tried to influence me to send my child to South Hills High School. And comparing both the schools, there's just no comparison. Hands down, West Covina High School has so much to offer, not just the beautiful stadium, but a lot of changes have gone and have really made that a really positive high school. The other day at Open House, it was so energetic. It was incredible that those kids are just, they're just awesome. And you could see a lot of happiness, togetherness, and that's the school that I want for my child. And I hope that a lot of parents in West Covina, and I know I'm here on behalf of a lot of the parents, voters in West Covina that approve of Mrs. Castillo. Thank you.
Anybody else? Kathy.
Kathy Jackson, a community member. And earlier when I heard about this special meeting, I had said to someone I would not make any comments. However, just generally a concern, Mrs. Castillo and I have had our disagreements, and she's perfectly aware of those. And, in fact, I said earlier I didn't know what I would say. But as I sit here, my concern is this. I usually get a board agenda, and I didn't get one notifying me about this, so I wondered, did we have the 72-hour notice? I know it was probably published 72 hours. However, if those people who generally get an agenda didn't have an opportunity to get one, then that perhaps means a wider public audience isn't here who might want to participate pro or con. I'm not saying which way. That is one concern to me. That a matter that might have significance for all of the children in our district perhaps needed more time so that those people who are interested could come and could give you their considered and valued opinion as you represent all of the community members and all of the students. Again, one of the things that I hope you would consider here, we say that we are the finest schools in the district. Please don't do something that might derail that. Let us consider, are all of our children okay? If they are, do we want to continue in that direction? And that's something I hear a lot. Are the children okay? Are all of the children in West Covina okay? Is the superintendent in her job and working in relation with you making sure that all of the children in West Covina are okay? If that's happening, then please, let's not make a hasty decision based on personal biases, etc. I don't know if there are any, but let's make professional decisions that will take care of every child in the school district. I don't have any students in here. When my children came through, the superintendents, I had conflicts pro and con with them, but always the superintendents made sure that all of their children were okay. I seem to get that from this superintendent. Again, sometimes I've had disagreements because I don't see her where I think she should be, but that's my personal bias. But generally, I understand that all of the children in West Covina are doing okay. I talk to them every day, and they are. And if that's what we want for our children, and if that's what she's allowing to happen, then perhaps as you make your decision, you should consider that. Thank you.
Anybody else? Before we go into closed session, would you please take a roll call? I'm sorry, did you want to speak?
Yeah, I wanted to acknowledge one more letter that from Drexel Smith, a community member who just in his letter he talks about Ms. Castillo's integrity, the considerable support she has throughout the community and neighboring communities, and he's talking to us as a board that we must be pleased to have a top quality superintendent leading this district. And I just wanted to make sure that his letter to us was acknowledged.
Thank you. All right, roll call, please.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Here.
Ms.
Shoemaker?
Here.
Mrs. Bullis?
Here.
Mr. Spence?
Here.
Mrs.
Here. With that, we will adjourn to closed session for evaluation of superintendent. We may or may not have an action to report out of closed session, but we will do so when we have completed our meeting.